It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. We are going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The number is on your screen. Please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. Today we are going to talk about the church. Church is the bride of Christ. Church is the body of Christ. When we talk about the spiritual life or the born-again Christian life, the bride is the greatest in the Christian life. Once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are born again, you are a child of God. But once you receive the Holy Spirit, then you are the part of the bride of Christ. The church was established on the day of Pentecost. Before that, there was no church. First thing we want to know today, that in the Old Testament, was a church, they were assembly or things like that, but the church is the body of Christ, and we believe that John the Baptist first talked about the bride and bridegroom. And the John the Baptist was the first one looking at Jesus, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." So the John the Baptist had the revelation that Jesus is the Savior and he is going to die for the mankind. And he got the revelation that there is a bride and a bridegroom and I am just a friend. So we learned a little bit last time, the Old Testament people called friends. They didn't get a chance to be called the bride. And St. John says, this my joy is fulfilled. Because like the wedding people come, they listen to the bride and bridegrooms and they get happy. Here he says, that joy is fulfilled. And my joy is fulfilled. And he's considering himself as a friend. And so the first thing we learn from the John the Baptist, he's saying there is a bride and there is a bridegroom and I'm the friend. One time, Jesus' disciples and John's disciples asked the question that we fast and Jewish people fast, why your disciples do not fast? That time Jesus said, if the bridegroom are in bride chamber, then the people do not fast. The same way he says, the bridegroom will be taken away. Then they will fast. So Jesus Christ was indirectly saying, I'm the bridegroom, and one day I'll be gone, and then they will be fasting. Then one time Jesus asked his disciples, what the people think who I am? And they say, you are the John the Baptist, you are Elijah, Jeremiah, or the prophet. The prophet means what the Moses was saying, God is going to send the prophet just like me. So they were saying that might be the prophet. When Jesus, then Jesus Christ said, what do you think? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter, this is not revealed to you from any man or anyone, but my Heavenly Father has revealed you this thing. What Jesus Christ was saying, Peter, you believe that I'm a Messiah. You believe that I'm a son of God, son of the living God. Messiah means anointed one. Messiah came to die for the mankind, and Messiah is the Savior who died for the mankind. And that was not ordinary, just the prophet, but he was the Son of the living God. So Jesus Christ says, what you said is a solid thing as a rock. You are a Peter, means you are a stone, but I'm going to build my church on this rock. What rock? What you said, that I am Messiah and I am the Son of God. So he says, on this rock I will build my church, and gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So little bit idea Jesus gave to his disciple, that I am going to build the church on the rock. You remember Moses struck the rock twice, and he didn't know what he was doing. But the same Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, that rock was a spiritual rock. That rock was Jesus. And so you cannot crucify Jesus again. So you can build the church on the rock. And St. Paul says, I am the wise master builder. And he says, I am laying the foundation on Christ, which is the rock. And he says, there are so many people building on the same foundation, which is Jesus Christ, which is the rock, that we know, that we learn in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and you can start reading from verse 10 to 13. So here he's saying, if you want to build the church, you build on Christ. And he said there are people building the church with the gold, silver and precious stone, and some of them building with the wood, hay and stubble. Now just think, if you build the church on the Christ, who is the rock, but you build the church with the sticks or wood or the hay, when the fiery trial comes, everything will be burned down. Jesus Christ gave an example. He said there was a wise man build his church, build his house upon the rock. And one foolish man built his house on the sand. And then he said, when the rain came, the wind came, and the house was built on the sand, was destroyed. But the house was built on the rock, stood the test, and did not destroy or did not vanish away. The same way, if you build the church on Christ, who is the rock, that church will stay, will stand. Sad to say, there are so many people are thinking they are church, but they don't know church means what. You cannot build the church if the people are not born again, saved, baptized, or filled with the Holy Spirit. We know the day of Pentecost the church was born. Without the Spirit of God, without the Holy Spirit, there is no church. But there are some churches, they do not believe in water baptism. They do not believe in Lord's Supper. And they call themselves, there is a church. They are the church. Take the yellow pages or take the white pages and see the list of the churches. You will see all the Muslim mosques are under the church. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormon, Salvation Army, Methodist, or Baptist and Pentecostal, and everyone comes in the same category as a church. They might have a different titles, but they're thinking we are church. And everyone believes that Jesus Christ will come for his bride, and we are his bride. How we became bride? As I said, first, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. But when you fill with the Holy Spirit, you are the bride of Christ. People do not want to hear this. They're thinking we are all the same. Even though they're thinking Old Testament people, New Testament people are the same. Old Testament ministry, New Testament ministry is the same. But we learned last time in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, St. Paul says the Old Testament ministry is dead. Old Testament ministry is the law. Law kills. Spirit gives life. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. And so we learn that. So here we see, St. Paul is saying, I have proposed a marriage for you with Christ. And I want you to be chaste virgin, holy virgin, and then you can marry the Christ. So the Saint Paul is saying, I am preparing the bride. And that job is for every pastor. If you are a born again, spirit-filled man, you have to build the church. And some people say, well, just give the salvation message, the simple message, and you don't have to preach any doctrine. So what happens if everybody is born again and they don't want to be baptized, they don't want to fill with the Holy Spirit, how can the church will go to the perfection? St. Paul says, Ephesians chapter 5, and if you read verse 27, he says, Jesus Christ is coming, and we should be presenting our church, our body of Christ, as a glorious church. No spot, no wrinkles, no blemishes. And that's the kind of church Jesus Christ is coming. So we have to know, we have to prepare ourselves as well as prepare others for his soon coming. And Ephesians chapter 5 verse 30, St. Paul says, we are the flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Whose? Christ. Just like Adam said, when God made the woman and brought to him, that we read in Genesis chapter 2, and you read verse 7 and this ending chapter. When God brought the Eve to him, or the woman to him, he said, this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. So that means, just like husband and wife, they became one flesh, the same way Christ and the church becomes one flesh, one body, one bone. And then St. Paul said, this is a mystery. So the church is the mystery. People do not understand. When Jesus Christ is coming and the trumpet will be sound, according to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, whole world is not going to listen to that trumpet. Only the people of God are going to listen. So the point I'm making, the church is the body of Christ, and church is very important to Christ. The word of God says that even Jesus Christ purchased the church with his blood. We read in Acts chapter 20, that Jesus Christ purchased the church with his blood. Acts chapter 20 verse 28. And so we are belong to Jesus Christ. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20, he says he has purchased us, so we should be glorified God with our body, soul and spirit. We are belong to him. Once Jesus Christ purchased the church with his blood, we are belong to him. He is our head and we are his body. We read in Ephesians at chapter 1, verses 22 to 23, it says Jesus Christ is head and we are his body, and under his feet everything God has put it. So if he is our head, we are his body, that means we are belong to him, and we take our orders from Christ. Christ is the head of the church. So church has to listen to Christ. And if you read in a book of Revelation, there are seven churches. Each church, the message is given that each church has to be overcome. Then they will get their rewards. So we see now, church is not only the body of Christ, but the church is the perfect in everything. How it happened? Because when Jesus Christ shed his blood, he washed away our sins. And when God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, he says we are perfect. We do not have any spots or no wrinkles, and there is no guile in our spirit. But when the church was established on the day of Pentecost, God gave fivefold ministers to edify the church, or to equip the church, or make the church perfect for his coming. And that we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. And the word of God says the church is the bride of Christ, very close to him, like a flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. So God wants the church just like Christ. Christ is perfect. Christ doesn't have any deformity. He is the Holy One. And he wants his bride to be holy. We are living in this world, but we are not belong to this world. So when we are living in this world, we need to go to perfection. And without the teaching of the apostles and prophets, we cannot be perfected. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 to 22, St. Paul says, we laid the foundation and we are building on that foundation. He says the apostles and prophets are also the foundation, and the Jesus Christ is cornerstone. In the beginning, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, I'm building on the foundation which is Christ. So Christ is the foundation, he's a rock. At the same time, Christ is the cornerstone. Without the cornerstone, there won't be any building. Without the rock, we cannot build a strong building. So the Jesus Christ is the rock. He's the cornerstone. And on Christ, the church is built. And Christ says, we are his flesh and we are his bone. So that means we have so much closer relationship with Christ. When we are born again, we are children of God. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, now the Spirit makes us one, united in the Spirit. There are people trying to make all the churches come together in unity. But if there is no Spirit, we cannot be united. There is a one God, one Lord, and one Spirit. And Spirit makes us united. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no church. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot work for God. And we cannot prepare the church. As I said, Jesus Christ said, whatever the miracles I did, you do, and you do greater miracles than I did. Now many people are saying, we cannot do greater miracles than Jesus. But I told you in the beginning, John the Baptist says there is a bride and bridegroom. He gave some hint, there is a church, and I'm just a friend. And then Jesus gave the hint that I am the bridegroom, And one time Jesus said, he gave an example in Matthew chapter 25. He said that there is five foolish virgins and there are five wise virgins. The wise virgin had the oil, foolish virgin didn't have the oil. Oil represents the Holy Spirit or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord was trying to say, we have to be ready, born again, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and ready to meet the Lord. And if you don't have the oil, if you are not ready, you are not going to make it. And there we say, see, when the bridegroom came, and the bride entered into the door, and door was closed. And they came and they said, open for us. He said, I don't know you. What happened? When you are backslidden, or you are ran out of the oil, or you don't live for Christ, when you say foolish, in the Bible, if you read in Psalm 14, he says, fool says in his heart, there is no God. When they were foolish virgins, that means they did not believe in God. So if you are not the right kind of church, if your church is not believing in water baptism, your church is not believing in salvation, your church is not believing in the Holy Spirit, your church is not believing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, your church is not believing in the second coming of Christ, then how can you make it to heaven? That's why Jesus Christ says, you have to do the greater works than I did. So what is the greater work we are doing right now? The pastors, the apostles, the teachers, and all this fivefold ministry building the church. Jesus Christ said a little bit about the church, but he said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against this. That you read in Matthew chapter 9 verse 14 to 15. And then Jesus also gave an example, as I said, that was in Matthew chapter 25. And when Jesus Christ says, on this rock I'll build my church, that is Matthew 16 chapter verse 13 to 19. And when he says the bridegroom will be taken away, that is in Matthew chapter 9 verses 14 and 15. So we learn a little bit Jesus said about the church. But the Paul, Peter, and the fivefold ministers training the people, preparing the church for his soon coming. So the point I'm making, don't settle, just I'm a born again child of God, and I don't need baptism. Baptism is ritual, and it's not important. Holy Spirit, I don't need. I don't have to speak in tongue, it is not important. Those subjects we will be learning later on. But today we are learning, we are the bride of Christ. We are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and nobody can separate us from Christ. If you read in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, no one will be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Do you know how the husband and wife love one another? And they are like a one body, one spirit. That's the way church is supposed to be. And so that's the kind of church Jesus Christ is coming. And we learn a little bit more about the church, but time doesn't permit. In the next program, I'm going to explain to you a little bit more what the John is saying about the church. We learn about what the John the Baptist said. We learn what Jesus said. We learn what Paul said about church. We are going to learn what the John says about the church. So point I'm making, you should not be satisfied because you are a born again child of God. You said, I am born again, I want to be baptized. I am baptized, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I want to serve the Lord, and I want to be a bride of Christ, and I want to be ready for His coming. And the bride should be always waiting for Christ to come. So my point is, don't settle that you are a Christian. Think about to be a bride of Christ and have a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. Be His flesh and His bone and live a very close life with Christ. The time is almost gone. As I said, we will be taking half of the subject on another program, but I'm going to give you a chance to pray. Just pray with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you came from heaven, you died for me, you rose again. You are a living God. Come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood and make me your child. Give me grace to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to live for you and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now if you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you belong to God. Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listeners. They are listening this program on radio or television. Bless them, supply their needs. If there is someone sick and afflicted, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. As I said, the program is only half an hour, so we cannot cover everything in half an hour. Remaining things, I will talk to you in the next program. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.